Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, is speaking now to the Senate Judiciary Committee on the first day of her confirmation hearing. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm her by the end of the month. Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared virtually. The senator from California says the very gathering is dangerous.
This hearing has brought together more than 50 people to sit inside of a closed-door room for hours while our nation is facing a deadly airborne virus. This committee has ignored common sense requests to keep people safe, including not requiring testing for all members.
Several GOP senators tested positive for coronavirus after a White House ceremony last month announcing Barrett's nomination, including Mike Lee of Utah. He's at today's hearing saying doctors cleared him to appear. The pandemic could cause 400,000 excess deaths in the U.S. this year, according to a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That includes those who die of COVID-19, as well as those from other disruptions caused by the pandemic. So far, some 215,000 people have died in the U.S. Uncontrolled outbreaks are spreading in the Midwest, and the Northeast, hit early by the pandemic, is seeing signs of reemergence. New York City has imposed new restrictions on hotspots, leading to protests. NPR's Joel Rose reports one protest leader has been arrested.
Heshy Tischler is an Orthodox Jewish activist and radio host. He's facing charges of inciting a riot and unlawful imprisonment of a journalist who was covering the protest in Borough Park, Brooklyn last week. Video of the incident shows a large crowd of men surrounding and taunting the journalist, who's been reporting on resistance to social distancing in the neighborhood.
You are people! You are money!
Tischler, who was not wearing a mask, can be seen screaming in the journalist's face. The reporter says he was also struck and kicked. Tischler called his arrest a, quote, political stunt. Orthodox leaders in Brooklyn say they've been singled out for new coronavirus restrictions after a spike in cases around the Jewish holidays. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Eyes are on Congress and the White House to see if they can agree to another economic stimulus bill. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
House Democrats and the Trump administration have been at odds over the size of a potential aid bill. Stocks fell sharply last week when the president said he was canceling negotiations, but rebounded when talks resumed later in the week. This week is also going to see the release of third quarter earnings reports from major banks. JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup will do so on Tuesday. Major airlines, including Delta and United, which have been devastated by the pandemic, will also report their earnings. Airlines have said that without federal aid, they will need to furlough thousands of workers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Iraq, some of the biggest Iran-backed militias say they're halting attacks on the U.S. embassy. As NPR's Jane Arouf reports, the militias say they're expecting the Iraqi government to come up with a timetable for a withdrawal of U.S. troops.
The militias say they will stop attacks on the embassy and other U.S. interests for a limited time, but they don't say how long that will be. The U.S. had threatened to close its embassy in Baghdad if rocket attacks aimed at the U.S. mission didn't stop. It has already announced it is withdrawing some of the troops, but still leaving several thousand. Despite the statement, a roadside bomb on the weekend targeted an Iraqi convoy moving U.S. military equipment. There have been almost daily attacks on those convoys, and it raises the question of whether all militias will comply. The militias say if U.S. troops don't withdraw, they will intensify their attacks. Jane Arouf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.
Thousands of firefighters are making progress containing major wildfires burning across California. The massive August complex fire that's charred more than a million acres north of Sacramento is three-quarters contained. The Zog fire is 99% contained in Northern California's Shasta County. The remnants of Hurricane Delta are petering out but still bringing heavy rain to the East Coast. The storm hit Louisiana on Friday as a Category 2 hurricane. Today, it's soaking the Mid-Atlantic region through New Jersey. Power crews in Louisiana, meantime, are still working to restore electricity after the storm hit. More than 100,000 people there remain without power. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.